the first piece of Gemara in Perek HaMiniach, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Ein Hochem B'mam and Achar HaRov. Tosis points out that later in the Masichtin and Bava Basra, it's a machlokes between Rav or Shmuel, and we paskin like Shmuel. The Rav is no good lahotzi mamon from a muchzok. Lahachzik Rav is certainly good, and by Hashavas Aveda, Rav is certainly good, because it's not lahotzi from the muchzok. But in our case, if there's a mekach, a person orders $200 worth of chavios, and the moicher delivers $200 worth of kadim, and the lokeach says, that's not what I asked for. So if he already gave him the $200, if the lokeach already gave the money to the moicher, so the moicher is muchzak on the money, so even though the roiv is that roiv people call a kad and a chavis, but because there's a miyut ben yadam who they use the words interchangeably, kad and chavis, so the lokeach cannot be moitzi the mammon, he can't ask for his money back because the moicher is the muchzak over here. So roiv is no good lohotzi mammon from a muchzak. So the tosus on the top of Amud Beis was bothered with a kashin that the Gemara in Sanhedrin points out that the original pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, it says that you follow the roiv when you have a split vote in the Bezdin. Original pasuk says by dinim koshes. So it's lasi achar rabim leroes, achar rabim lahatus. So lasi achar rabim leroes means that when you have a Sanhedrin of 23 and it's a split vote, 12 to 11, 12 say that he's chayv misa and 11 say that he's potter. So you don't go basa roiv to give Misa, Lasiach Ram Leros, Lahachmer, you can't go Basar a simple Rav. You have to have a Rav of Shnaim. You have to have Shlosha. You have to have 13 to 10. But if you only have 12 to 11, it's only a Rav just made it by the skin of your teeth, then it's no good to be Machayev Din in the Foshes. So that half of the Pasuk only goes on Din in the Foshes. It doesn't go on Din in Mominus. What are you going to say if you have a split? Let's say you have a bezna of it. Dini Mammon says enough a bezna of three. Let's say they want to have, it's a lot of money involved, so they want to have 23. Zuntay, you have to have a minimum of three. You want to have 23. So if it's 12 to 11, that would be good. Lahotzi Mammon from a muchzuk, a rave of 12 to 11. It's only no good. That's one of the asar chilukim shebe mammonis lenefoshes. That a roiv, that a roiv of echad is no good by the nefashas to be mechayiv. L'siach ram leroes. The difference between leroes and letoiva, that's only by nefashas. By mammonis, there are two parties, Taisa says. So what do you mean leroes? Whatever's a roiv for him is letoiva for him. Whatever's a roiv for him is letoiva for him. So that din can't apply. The roiv of echad that's not acceptable cannot apply the din in mammonis. So the second half of the pasuk also. Acharam lahatas, the original pasuk is talking about din in nefashas. So how do you know that you go basar roiv if there's a split vote in mammonis? The Gemara says it's a kavachaymer. If the roiv is good to give an einish misa, all right, a roiv of shnayim. If roiv is good to give an einish misa, so roiv is certainly good to be mitzi mammon from a muchzik. If it's a split vote, it's 2 to 1. So Tosfos says, so just like the Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that it's a kal v'chaymer, that if roiv is good and din in the fashas to give misa, so roiv is certainly good and din in mammonis to be mechayiv mammon. So why don't you say the same over here? Hochem b'mammon achar haroiv. In the fashas, you go basar roiv to be mevarah the facts of the case. Not only do you go basar roiv when there's a split vote in the dayanim, the pasuk acharam lahata doesn't. The original pasuk goes when there's a split vote in the bezin, but the Gemara says beferish. Tosis quotes from Sanhedrin Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara says that if you're not sure if the woman is an eshes ish, why are you not sure? The girl is very young; she's not 20 years old yet, so you can't tell till she reaches the age of 20 whether she's an islandess or not. If the girl is an islandess, most of the time it's going to be a kiddush etoyes. An islandess is unable to have any children. Bizmana Tanoim, people were interested in getting married to have children. Bizmana Zeh, a lot of people want to get married. They dafke don't want to have any children. You're talking normal people. Bizmana Tanoim want to have children. And when you have a wedding, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the meaning is that when they do the Badekin, so the Rabbanim give a bracha, the Rabbanim go to the Badekin also. Some communities in Europe, the chassan didn't go to the badek, and only the rabbanim went. The Dogon Mervava and Shulchan Aruch discusses that. But the rabbanim go to the badekin either with the chassan or without the chassan. So the meaning is that the rabbanim give a blessing to the kala chassanu atayili alfei ravava. She should be blessed with having a lot of children. So the question is, if the girl is an islandist, the first Mishnah in Yevamos assumes that it's a kedusha tois, and the posh pshat in the Mishnah is you don't even need a get me the rabbanim. Mamash a kedusha tois. If the girl is an akara. So akara is sometimes a hormone imbalance, sometimes it can be taken care of with diet. So that's not called the kiddusha tos. If it turns out that the girl is an akara, you don't say you don't need a get. It's not kiddusha tos. But if it turns out that she's an islandess, the whole body grows, develops differently. So then it's considered a kiddusha tos. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes a Mishnah from Nida, that if someone is mezana with an eshes ish, and the girl is younger than 3 years old, so then it's same biyosa bi. If the girl is older than 3 years old, then it's biyosa bi. The girl is not chayv any oynish; she's a ktana, but the boil is going to get an oynish. The Gemara asked, how can you give an oynish? Maybe it's a kiddusha tos. Maybe by the time she reaches the age of 20, we will realize that she's an island and send it's a kiddusha tos. So the Gemara says, you go basa roif. So you see from the Gemara that you go basarayv, not only if there's a split vote in the Bezdin, the original pasuk goes, Acharam Lahatas goes, a split vote in the Bezdin, you go basarayv to bimvar the facts of the case. And even though it's a Ruba de Lesekamon, that Roiv Noshim are not islanders. One might have argued the Gemara in the beginning, in the first parak in Chulin, says the original pasuk, I split vote that goes a ruba de isekamon. Then the Gemara says even a ruba de isekamon is also good. So that's Tosis Kashi. You see, even a ruba de isekamon is good to give einish miso by din in the fasha. So why shouldn't a ruba de isekamon be good to be motzi mamon from a muksa? So Tosis gives an answer. It's a little unclear what the answer is. So we said over Rav Shimon Kopp and the Shari Yosha quotes from the Sefer Kesef Nifchar, quotes from the Sefer Trumas Adeshin, that you really learn out from the pasuk on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara asks, how do you know there's a din of Hamotzi Machavel of Araya? The Gemara says it's based on a pasuk in Shmos, Mi Baldvarm Yigash Aleihem Yagish Raya Aleihem. Then the Gemara says Lomali Kros Varahu. Common sense dictates like that. And Hamotzi Machaver Olav Araya Vada, what do you need a posuk? It's such a compelling svara. It doesn't make sense they need a posuk. Gemara says, you're right, the posuk tells you a totally different bit. You don't need a posuk for this. The Pnei Yeshua has a famous comment in Gitman and other places. He writes, that's only the Tchilos HaSugya. Even though the Gemara leaves it at that, and then Vav Beis, that's the Tchilos HaSugya. Once you learn all the other Gemaras and Shas, you come to the realization that Hamotzi Machaver Olav Arai must be a Gzeres HaKosuv. It can't be a Svara Pshuta. What is such a Svara Pshuta that Roiv is no good Lahotzi Mamon from a Muchsak? It's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Whether Roiv is good. So how can you say it's such a Svara Pshuta? You don't even need a Pasuk. If Rab holds that you want Mahotzi Mamon from a Muchsak based on a Roiv. So the answer is, it must be that it's a Gzeres HaKosuv. Must be it's a Gzeres HaKosuv. So that Gzeres HaKosuv tells you that you need a raya alimta, that there's a concept of muhzuk. A person is not considered muhzuk on his life. A person is considered muhzuk on his property. Whatever you own, you're muhzuk on. And if someone wants to mitzi mamon from a muhzuk, then Halacha says you need a raya alimta. Amotzi machaber all of her raya with a hey, how you deal? You need a raya alimta. And a raya is not good enough. Okay. That's how we learn pshat and taisis. That's how we learn Pshat and Taisa. So that's how Rav Shemesh got quotes from the Trumas Adeshin. That's what the din is based on. And Hoch Mamam and Acharav is based on Gzeres HaKosuv, Bibav Barmig and Shalem, Nida Raya Limta, and that's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, and we pass like Shmuel. The Rav is not sufficient, Gzeres HaKosuv. And the Gzeres HaKosuv doesn't apply to din of Ashes because a person is not considered Muchzuk on his life.
Rav Shimon explains in this Tosfos that it tells us
he doesn't agree with the Pnei Yeshua. Okay. He goes on to reject it. Okay. So on this Tosfos, That's not the simple reading. What I said from the Trum Sadeshin, that's not the simple reading of the Taisa. So there's a Prima Godim, and the Psicha Kalelis Prima Godim has a different reading of the Taisa, which goes as follows. There is a Machlokes in the Gemara in Chulin, and in Yevamos a lot, a few times in Yevamos it comes up. What do you do when you have a situation you don't know what the facts are? So the Torah says you follow Roiv, whatever the probability is. But on the other hand, we learn out from Pesukim that you follow Chazaka, status quo. Whatever the din, whatever, however you would have paskin yesterday, if you don't know whether the situation changed or not, so you continue to paskin the same way today. So what if the Roiv pulls in one direction, the Chazaka pulls in the other direction? Ruba Chazaka, what's the din? So the Gemara quotes in Chulin and in Yevamos more so than in Chulin. The Gemara says that that's a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir holds a ruba v'chazaka ashkulim, so it's a safik ashakul. So you have to go l'chumr, safik deraisa l'chumr, and the Chachamim we paskin ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. The roiv is better than chazaka. Why is roiv better than chazaka? What is the nekudas hamachlokes? So the Gemara says Rav Meir l'shitasa holds Rav Meir chayish l'miyuta. And the Chachamim hold loy chashin in lemiyuta. What does that depend on? Rameir chayish lemiyuta. Where's Rameir chayish lemiyuta? The Gemara says, let's say my brother die. I don't have a brother. If I would have a brother, my brother would die, leaving no children. So my sister-in-law, the Yibama, would need Yibum or Chalitza. So what if I'm a katan or she's a ktana? So a katan and ktana, they can do yibum. What's wrong? So Rav Meir is of the opinion, let's say the girl is past 3 and the boy is past 9, so bia sabia. So Rav Meir is of the opinion, katan ktana lo choltsam lo miyabim. Chalitza is a pasuk that you have to be kochi yasa leish, ish prat le katan. Katan can't do chalitza, and the Gemara in the Mishnah says, makshin and ish leish. Just like the katna has to be bar mitzvah, so the yavama has to be a gdola, has to be bas mitzvah also. So the katna ktana locholtzim, that all the tanoim hold. Okay, you need dafke a gadol. But why can't they live together, yibum? So Rameh says, chashina lemiyuta, katna shemi matzi soris, and ktana shemite matzi island. It's kolzman that they didn't reach the age of 20. You don't know, maybe it'll turn out that the boys are soris. Maybe it turned out the girl is an islander. How often does that happen? That a zocher turns out very infrequently. The ruba people. You have people who are okar bakara. They have a problem, a fertility issue. But islanders and zaris is very far fetched. That's very unusual. So Meir's chayish lemiyuta. Meir says chayshin lemiyuta. Katan and ktana not allowed to do yibum. Chashin and Shema Yimotzi, Sarah Shema Timotzi Anaris. And the Chachamim say, Loi Chashin and Lemiyut. So Taisus has in Gittin and Yavamas, Taisus is not sure whether Rameh's opinion is Menatoira or Midirabbanan, Chayish Lemiyuta. But even if the Pashto says that it's only Midirabbanan, it's a Pasig and Chumash, Acharam Lahatas, how can you say Chashin and Lemiyuta? But even if you hold that it's the Rabbanan, but the principle that it's based on is the principle deraisa. Rameh, the Gemara says in Yevamos, Rameh holds miut kemande isei dami, the Rabbanan hold miut kemande leisei dami. So the Gemara says that this is lishitosam. Rameh holds miut kemande isei dami. That's what led him to believe chashin lemiyuta. So therefore, when you have ruba v'chazaka, so it's shkulim. But according to the Chachamim, the reason why lo chashin lemiyuta because miut kemande leisei dami, you ignore the miut. So therefore, since you ignore the miyut, so the roiv is very powerful, so I say, ruba b'chazaka, ruba adiv. What's going on over here? What does it mean? So the Pnei Yeshua writes, Pnei Yeshua gave shiurim. So he wrote a whole sefer, and then when he chazed, so he writes a kuntra sachran, things are in the schadesh, in the chazorah shia. So he writes a kuntra sachran at the end of the first perek in Ksubis. He's going to explain why the Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, Ruba v'chazok, ruba odif, because the miyut command the leisei dami, because lechashin miyut. What does it mean? So he says, the chachamim are of the opinion that roiv is a birur. Roiv is mevarer the facts of the case. You don't know what the facts are. So the roiv probability is mevarer. So you assume that the facts are like the roiv. What's chazoke? Status quo is mevarer. When you have ruba v'chazoke, the roiv pulls in one direction, the chazoke pulls in the other direction. So this is a birur in conflict with another birur. So no, that we know that chazoke is not mevarer anything. Chazoke is a din hanhoge. However, you were noig yesterday, and you don't know whether the situation changed or not, so you continue to be noig the same today. Chazoke, every so often you apply chazoke by davishi yepshalios. You know that it's impossible to be like that. Still, that's Tosis points that out. Still you say chazoke even by a tata de sasra, that it can't be like that. So the chachamim make a lot of good sense. If you have a situation, you don't know what the facts are. So the roiv tells you in one direction, the chazoke tells you another direction. What do you mean? The roiv is telling you the facts are like this, the probability is like this. Chazoke doesn't tell you what the facts are. Chazoke tells you, if you don't know what the facts are, how to be noheg. But the roiv tells you what the facts are. So of course the roiv wins. Chazoke doesn't apply because the roiv is mevar what the facts are. So that's why the chachamim hold miut kemandalei seidami. What does it mean? It's just a melitza to say that roiv is mevar the facts of the case. That's what it means. Miut kemandalei seidami. You ignore it because the roiv is mevar. And Reb Meir disagrees. Reb Meir holds that roiv is also just a din hanhoge. So if roiv is a din hanhoge, chazok has a din hanhoge. So it's a din hanhoge. It's a conflict between the two dinim and hanhoge. So it's a rubo chazok is shkulim. So then the Gemara continues, and the first daf in Gittin where the Gemara says even according to Reb Meir holds chashin le miuto. So the Gemara says that's only if you have a miut, a normal miut. But if it's only miyuta, the miyuta, if it's insignificant miyut, it's a roiv of 98%, 95%. Even Reb Meir agrees. If it's only miyuta, the miyuta, so even Reb Meir would agree that loy chashinon le miyuta, because then it's a good roiv. Reb Meir disagrees with Rabban, 80% roiv, 75% roiv. But if it's 95% roiv, and the miyuta against it is only miyuta, the miyuta, even Reb Meir agrees that the roiv is mevarer, and ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Fine. So far, so good. So now is the question, how do we paskin halacha l'maaseh? Do we paskin like a Reb Meir, or do we paskin like the Chachamim? So the Tosfos discusses the topic. So there is a Gemara in the first perek in Chulin, where the Gemara discusses, you know how Milsa d'Amar Rabban and Zil Basarubim. The Gemara is ascertaining this klal. How do you know that you go Basarubim? So in the middle of that discussion, so the Gemara raises a question. It's on the bottom of Yud Aleph on the base. There's a Tosfos that goes, that continues to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So the Gemara words the question like this. According to Reb Meir, who holds Chashin L'miyuta, how does he ever eat meat? Roy Behemas Aksheiras, B'miyut Behemas Atreifas. So if you're chashin lemiyuto, so how can you ever eat meat? So Tosfos says from the fact that the Gemara worded the question ule Reb Meir, the question is according to Reb Meir, how can he eat meat? Why does the Gemara say hechi achlinan bisra? How do we eat meat? The Gemara says no. According to Reb Meir, how does he eat meat? According to us, there's no problem. So it would appear that it's us and him. So machlokes Reb Meir rabbanan, and according to the halacha, we don't pass on like Reb Meir. So there's no problem. It's only a shaila liba de Reb Meir. So would appear from the Gemara, Midiko Amar, that's the first line in the Tosfos. Midiko Amar, the Gemara words the question, Ule Reb Meir, Hechi Ochel Bisra, Veloi Koma Hechi Achlinan Bisra. The Gemara doesn't ask, how do we eat meat? So would appear from the Gemara, Mashma, the Loi Kaimolan Reb Meir, the Chayish L'miyuta. We don't pass like Reb Meir. So this is the Tosfos here in Chulan Daf Yud Aleph on the base. But then there's another Tosfos discusses the same topic in B'chairis. B'chairis is right after Chulin. So B'chairis and Daf Chof on the base. You learn Yeredeya. This is one of the prominent Tosfos in that you have to learn. There's a long Tosfos on Chof on the base, gigantic Tosfos, and there's a Maharsho that the Beis Halevi discusses. It's not my big Bikiyas. Anybody who learns Yeredeya has to learn this Tosfos on Chof on the base. Goes over the Chaf Aleph and Aleph, a long topic. So they quote the Rabbi Natan, Pasuk Rabbi Natan. The Tosfos begins, Rabbi Natan Paskins, like the Chachamim, The Ruba Bachazoka Ruba Odiv, because Miut Kemandalese Dami, everything, the whole explanation, that's on the level of the Raisa. But Midirabbanon, the Rabbeinu Tam has a Hechocha from the Gemara and Bchairis, that Midirabbanon we're Machmer, that that Smoch Miut Alachazoka, the Israelay Ruba. Whenever you have Ruba Bachazoka, we should, on the level of the Raisa, to say Ruba Bachazoka Ruba Odiv, the Raiv wins. But midirabbanan, if it'll turn out l'chumre, so then you should say ruba v'chazoka ashkulim. To say it l'kule ruba v'chazoka, not to say ruba odif l'hokil, that we don't say. Rameir says it even l'hokil. Rameir says ruba v'chazoka ashkulim, bein l'hokil, bein l'hachmet, this it shows from Mishnayis and the end of Yevamos. But we don't pass like Rameir. But we midirabbanan, we say ruba v'chazoka ashkulim, lechumra, smoch. That's the expression. Smoch miut alachazaka beisraelay ruba. So, okay, so that's the Tosfos in Pchares Avchav Hamavayis. So the Prima Gadim writes, what perhaps may be a wild idea, that Tosfos said it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Tosfos got a gemara machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. But the holchem amamar achar harayv ain holchem amamar achar harayv. So we paskan la loch ain holchem amamar achar harayv. The din is like Shmuel. So the Prima Gadim says it's only midirabbanan in Hochma. Minatora really is Hochma Mamarachurav, because Tosfos ends off Abel Shar Mamadika Miut Vachazaka Le Azina Basaruba. Tosfos says Ika Miut Vachazaka. So it sounds like it smacks from that expression Smoch Miut Alachazaka VeYisrael Ruba. The Smoch Miut Alachazaka is only midirabbanan, only a Chumra midirabbanan. So the whole din in Hochma Mamarachurav is only a din midirabbanan. Very difficult. What do you mean? Tosfos said in Pchares Daf Chaf on the base. Tosfos says, "Smoch miut alachazaka midirabbanan." You say it lechumra. You don't say it lekula. Did imam and what do you mean lechumra lekula? A chumra for me is a kula for him. That's not fair. And did in the fashis you can talk lechumra lekula because there's only one nidon. There's one person whether he deserves misa, whether he deserves malchus, whether he deserves golus. But if you're talking about dini imam, is there two parties? So whatever is l'chumer for one is going to be l'kula for the other. So how can you say like that? The Pasha Pshat is not like the Prima Godim. He took the Loshen HaTosfos, Dikam Miyot V'chazaka Le'azina Basarube. He felt that it smacks from the, it sounds too much like the Loshen, Smoch Miyot HaLachazaka V'Yisrael Le'rube. So he identified it with that Rabbeinu Tam in Bchoris, that the Ein Hochem HaMarachareb is only with the Rabban. So in my opinion, it's easier to say like the Trumas Adeshin. Nicer to say like the Trumas Adeshin. It's not a din midirabbana. Shmuel's din is a din deraisa. You don't go baser, right? And it's based on what the Trumas Adeshin said, that Hamotze Mechaber Olav Haraya is not merely a svar, it's a gzeres hakosu. And we mentioned, a few times mentioned, the Shittim Kubetzes at the end of the first perik in Ksubas, comments on the Gemara. He has a hachocha for the Gemara that by Nochrim you are Moitzi Mammon based on the Rav, only by Yisrael not. So if it's a Svara, if it's such a compelling Svara, Lomali Kros Svarahu, so if it's a compelling Svara, should apply to Umas Oilam as well. The answer is not a Svara. Mitzara Svara, Rav should be considered a riot to be Moitzi Mammon. So there is a kosher that there's a concept of Muchzok. You need a Pasuk to tell you that there's a concept of Muchzok. Once there's a concept of muksak, so the muksak has a right to hold on to the mammon until you have a raya alimta, all of her raya with a hey, you need a raya alimta. So that's what Shmuel, we pass like Shmuel, that roiv is not a strong enough raya. So that's a din min haTorah, the pasha. It's not a din min haRabbanan, but it only applies to Yisrael. By Nochrim, there's no such pasuk to say that the Nochrim has a schus to hold on to the mammon. So it's the regular, normal din. It's a normal din. The roiv should be good, lohotzi mammon.
Maybe proves that it has to be a terrorist cause, but even if it was a svara, would the chiluk still not be true? And is it still not? Can you still not read the Tosfos assuming that all the everything Shmuel is saying is based on the svara?
Again, what do you say?
It has to be. Rebbe's explaining that we're assuming it was made of our eyes and terrorist cause.
Terrorist cause.
Why? Why? Is that because in general it has to be like that, or wouldn't fit into the Tosfos?
No, that we know from the Shita
Mekubetzes.
Yeah,
we
know from
somewhere. Either way, right?
Yeah. Why should you? If it only applies to Yisrael, it doesn't apply to Musa. Obviously, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. So the Gzeres HaKosov tells you that you need a Raya Limta. So that's what Shmuel holds. Raiv is not a raya limta, but it's not a din midrabbana. It doesn't make sense. Why should they introduce a din midrabbana lahachmir and din mominus? Lahachmir for one is lahakal on the other one. It's not fair. Yeah. Okay. So that's an important din. In Hochem Mamma Nacharayv, that's how we pass. There is a Taisvis in the second parak in Ksubis, and the Balamor has like that as well. Maybe in Hochem Mamma Nacharayv is only when it's Rayv. See, another thing, that whole topic, the whole Machlekes Rav Meir and Achachamim, Ruba v'chazaka, is it Shkulim or Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Odiv? That's talking about chazaka kamaisa, chazaka the meikoris, status quo, whatever the situation was yesterday. However, you would have passed yesterday. Now you don't know whether it changed or not, so you should be noyig the same today, even though it may well be that it changed, but you don't know one way or the other. So it's a din hanhage. And Tosis points out in Nida, the first half in Nida, and Tosis points out in Chulin, sometimes you follow Chazok even if it's tied to the Sasri. It's impossible. It's not Mevar what the facts are. It's a Din Hanhoga. So the Pashto says that whole Machlek, Sarmena Chacham, Ruba, Chazoka, that's by Chazoka Kamaisa, Chazoka the Meikora, status quo. Over here, we're not talking about Chazoka the Meikora. There is no Chazoka Meikora. We're talking about Mukhzok. The word mukhzak and the word chazak are two different things. That's also in the Prima Godim. Prima Godim told us that. He enlightened us with that. He says the word chazak appears in the Gemara in six different places. And each time it's a different thing, and you shouldn't confuse the two together. So what is, we discussed betlasimni habi chazak, betrezimni betlasimni. We discussed on the Tosfos. Ezutam ve'ezah muad. So Tosfos quoted from Yibam Zab Samach Dalin on the base. That's one kind of chazaka. Then you have chazaka kamaisa. Then you have karkas niknas b'chazaka. Then you have cheskas abatim chazaka. A totally different word chazaka. It's spelled the same, pronounced the same, but it means totally different things. So this is talking about mukhzok. Mukhzok is not the same as ruba b'chazaka. It's a different chazaka. It's a pella. What misled the Prima Godim to interpret that? Tosis is identifying this with Ruba v'Chazok and Machlokes Amir Rabbanan. The Prima Godim is the one who pointed out that the word Chazok has a totally different meaning. Each context has a different meaning. It shouldn't be confused again. Okay, fine. The next Gemara is also a famous. The Tosis Dibur Maskal Shmuel Amar is a famous Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Hamenechas hakad b'shus rabim, obo acher v'niskal bo v'shibro, potter." Accidentally, I tripped. You left some glasses in the middle of the street, and I'm crossing the street. I accidentally tripped, and I smashed your glasses. I don't have to pay. So the Gemara says, "Why don't I have to pay? Doesn't this Mishnah contradict the last Mishnah?" In the previous parak, the last Mishnah ended off. Adam Woodley on the Beim Shagig Beim Amazed. The gifts on the side was Beim Yonis Beim Miratzain. So why is Bacha Beniska Bab Shibra Pater if Adam Woodley Oilam? So the Gemara gives three answers. Then Rapapa says he thinks that the correct Pshat is Okishmol Okir Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel says, Bafelu Shana, it's an oinus, it's dark at night. There are no lights and no street lights. Rabbi Yechanan and Bekeren Zavis. So Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan both said that it's talking Bo'enis. And Bo'enis Yepata. Either Mishnah says, Odomod Li'olam, Be'im Shagig, Be'im Yonis, Be'im Beratzain. So you have to say the different degrees of Oinis. If it's Oinis Gomer, then Yepata. So that's why we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. The Odom Hamazik, Bo'enis Gomer, is potter. Question is, when is it oinus gomer? So whereas Shmuel says ba'feilushanu, then it's oinus gomer. Rabbi Yechon says b'keren zavis. So then the Gemara says where is it? Hochi Amri bin Marove Mishmei de Rebbe Loi in Eretz Yisrael is Marove. because Babel is to the east of Eretz Yisrael, so that to the west is Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, they said the name of, you never say Rebbe Ula. He probably maybe had smicha, but he's never called Rebbe Ula. So that's why they correct it aside. Rebbe Eloi makes more sense. And Eretz Yisrael, they say in the name of one of the Amoraim, Levishen Darker Hamaran, there's many bedrachim. It's going to be annoying as Gomer, even without Bafa Eloshano, even without Karen Zavis. And Darker Hamaran is many bedrachim. Shine. Or the Mamazik Bainas Gomer's Potter. So Tosis has a whole discussion of this. The Tosis comes up with a whopper of a chiddush. The Tosis splits between Oynes Kengeneva and Oynes Kein Aveda. They quote a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Where is it? The third wide line in Tosis where it says Bava Metzia Daf Tzalik Dalin on the base in Perek HaShoyel, where the Gemara makes a statement that it, but the statement is irrelevant there. It sounds like the whole statement is irrelevant. Tosis makes it very relevant. Tosis gave Atchias Amesim. Tosis takes a memory in the Gemara that's irrelevant and made a whole Yisayit out of it. That Hashem Mechinim is Pot and Gnei Ba'Aveda, Hashem Mesoch is Chayb and Gnei Ba'Aveda. So they're together in the same boat. So the Gemara says, not exactly. Gneiva is really Kreiva Le'oynes. What can he do? There's a Ganef who stole it. And Aveda is Kreiva Le'Pshia. He lost it. So it's not a Pshia. So despite the fact that Geneva should have really been Kareva Loinus and Aveda should have been Kareva Lepshia, so I should have said that Shemachinim should be Chayiv on Aveda. It should be Potter on Geneva, that's Kareva Loinus, but Aveda should be Chayiv. So we don't split between the two. We say Shemachinim is Potter on both, and the Shemachar is Chayiv on both. The Shemachar is not Chayiv on Loinus, so why not say that Geneva is Kareva Loinus, the Shemachar should be Potter and Geneva, and the Shemachinah should be Chayiv on Aveda, because Kroiva the Pshia. So we don't say like that. So the Gemara just points out a fact that has no relevance, has no significance, halacha lemaisa at all. So Tosis made a Tchias Ameis, and Tosis made, no, it's relevant halacha lemaisa for this din, that other mazik by Enes Gomer is Potter. So Tosis said, it doesn't have to be Enes Gomer. If it's Enes Ken Geneva is enough, if it's Oynes Kein Aveda, that's Kroiva L'Pshia, so then we'll say Odom Ud L'Yolam. Odom Ud L'Yolam, because Aveda is Kroiva L'Pshia. But since Geneva is Kroiva L'Oynes, so you don't need that it should be Oynes Gomer to be Potter, even Kroiva L'Oynes is also enough. So Tosfos has a whole fantastic, they quote a whole series of Maariv Mekayim to prove that the din is true, and we don't pass like that in Shulchan Aruch. Such a famous Tosfos is not, doesn't even have honorable mention in Shulchan Aruch. They don't even quote this opinion. Just Paskan like the Ramban holds, even Adam HaMazik Boynes Gomer is Chayv, so that also we don't Paskan like that. The Paskan Adam HaMazik Boynes Gomer is Potter. But the Oynes Kein Geneva is Kroivel Oynes. We don't accept Tosis Echoch. So let's see, what are some of the Marmakaimis that Tosis quotes in their discussion? So they quoted Gemara from Lekamon Daf Kuf Yud Beis, about 13 lines into the beginning of the Tosfos, when the lines are still the narrow lines. So they say V'chein Ba'Gozal Basra Kuf Yud Beis Inech Lamavim Porashula. The father borrowed a pora from a neighbor, and the father dies. So the children find the pora around the house, so they assume that it belongs to the father. So they shecht it and they eat it and they have a good time. Utvochua V'yachlua. Then it turns out that it didn't belong to the father. So the one who lent it to the father, the marshal didn't want them to shecht it. So they're Odom HaMazik Ba'Oynes. They killed his shor, and they ate it up, and he wants his shor back to do work. So the Gemara says, they're potter from paying. But they pay a little bit. Mishamim the Membasa Bezol. You don't pay the full value of the behemoth, they paid the Meibasa Bezol. Why? Shekein Nehenu, he paid Masha Nenus. Like Shembe Regel, Bishos Arabim, is not Chayiv Nezik Shalim, but you pay Masha Nenus over here also. Adam Amazik, Ba'oynes Gomer is Potter. So they pay Masha Nenus. Ava Masha Hiziku Lo, why Danusim Hei? Okay. So Tosfos proves in that Gemara that Adam Amazik, Ba'oynes Gomer is Potter. Yeah, what other hachach do they have? Odom HaMazik, Boynes Gomer is Potter. Three lines from the bottom of the Tosfos. They quote Lekamon Dab Tzadik Tesan Beis Tabachum Shekilkil. A person is an expert shechet. I remember when I was a little boy, when we lived in Philadelphia. I remember there used to be one street, a 10-minute walk from our home, where there used to be a shechet. So people would buy live chickens and bring it to the shechet, like in Europe. They used to bring live chickens to the shechet. The shechet was shechted. So what if the shechet, he stands there all day long, he shechts. He's an expert shechet. And Tabach Uman, shekilkil, he accidentally made it into an avela. He slipped, he made it into a avela. So the Gemara says, he's potter from paying. Tosis quotes, if he does bechinam, he's potter from paying. Why is that? Because he's an uman, he's an expert, so that's considered odam amazik bo'enes gomer. That's what we would assume. Odam amazik bo'enes gomer. So the Gemara has a lashon, the Tosis doesn't quote it. There was once a case where the expert shechet shechted someone's chicken, and he made it nevela. So the Gemara says, I see right, the mumchis letane gailim. Bring a hachocha that you're an expert at shechting chickens, and then you'll be potter. So the Avni Nezer has a fascinating comment. We usually say Hamoitza Mechavera Olav Haraya. Whenever someone is Mukhsa, whenever there's a Safik Mammon, so you potter from paying. So why do you say that the burden of proof is on the Shechet? He has to prove that he's an expert. He claims that he's an expert. But the other one says maybe not an expert. So why don't you say Hamoitza Mechavera Olav Haraya? Since we're not sure, we don't know, why does he have to be Icy Mumche? I see Raya, the Mumchis Litana Golem. Why do you have to bring a Raya that you're an expert if it's not clear? So the Sufik, you should be Potter, because I'm Motzi Machavel of Haraya. So he says, the fella is an Otama Mazik. That's the Loshan Gemar. I see right the Mumchis Litana Golem. The Efterinach. That's the Loshan Gemara, about 25 lines from the bottom. I see Raya. So the Avnei Nezer says, Lemaisa, he was an Adam Amazik. He killed the chicken, he didn't shecht it properly. So he's really Becheskas Chiyuv. Onis Rachmana Patre is a pipe there. So, Kozman, you don't know whether there was an Onis or not. So it's assumed that it's Beches Kaschiv. You don't say there's a Suffolk, but whenever there's a Suffolk, whether there's a point there, so it's Beches Kaschiv, there is no point there. So that's why there, you don't say Amot HaMachaber Olav Haraya. You say that the Shoichet is Beches Kaschiv Orem HaMazik, until he can prove that the point there applies. The Avnei Nezer he doesn't have this comment on. In the end of the Avnei Nezer, Chelek Sheni and Chelek Ebenezer, he has Ha'oris Aladaf on the Mesichtis and Seder Noshim. So on Ksubas Daf Tesam and Aleph, when the Gemara talks about a Sveksveke, a man had Erisin with his wife for a while, and then he has Nisuin, and then he claims that Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, that she's a Beulah, she's not a Besulah. So the Gemara says, well, there's a sex vacant. Maybe she was Mazana. Maybe is she an Eshes Isha Zinsa, Asura Baila. If the husband claims that the Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, so he should say, Shavi Anapshe Chaticha Di Isura, that he thinks that she's a Bula. When did she become a Bula? So he don't know. Was she Mazana Tachtov during Erisin, which case should be Asurta Asura Baila? Or did it happen before? So based on Shavi Anapshe Chaticha D'Isura, it should be Sofik D'Raisa L'Chumra. Not only do you say Shavi Anapshe Chaticha D'Isura on a Vaday case, if the person says, I know for a fact that the Ishti Zitza, even if he says a Sofik, you also say Shavi Anapshe Chaticha D'Isura, she should be a Soita Sofik. Usually Saita Safik means Kinu Estira, but here it does mean Kinu Estira. Here it means Vada Zinsa, but we don't know when. When was his Nus? If the Nus was when she was single, so it does not sell it by. If the Nus was during Erisin, then she's an Eshu Sisha Zinsa, so she should say Shavi Anav Shechatich Edisur, even on the Safik. So Gemara says, no, but it's a Svek Sveik. Maybe she was Zinsa before Erisin, Eina Taktov. And even if Zinsa during Erisin, maybe he was Ba'inus, maybe he was Berutz. So you have a Svek Sveika. So the Avnei Nezer on that Gemara, in the end of Chelik Beis Avnei Nezer, in the Chulis of the Avnei Nezer, he has a whole discussion on that Gemara. The Avnei Nezer was a pure genius. So everything he has is genius. You don't have to agree with everything, but everything is always genius. So he says, by Eishes Ishes Inso, the Pasuk says, Vehilon is Pasa. So you see from the Pasuk, it's not the general din, Oynes Rachmana Patre. If it would have been, Velanara Lasasa Dova, the general universal din of Oynes Rachmana Patre, then it would be a Poiter, then it would be a Matir. So then you wouldn't say this is Sophic, maybe be Oynes, maybe be Ratzin. But he says, because it's in addition to being a general din, it's a local din over here. The Hilan is pasam asurahan is pasam uteres. So here, it's considered a suffix even though you have no raya. If it would be the general din, kolzman, you don't, I see raya. If you prove that it's an inus, then it's an inus. If you can't prove it's an inus, we assume that there was no inus. But by Yeshus Isha Zinso, that's an exception to the rule, because in addition to the general din, whatever happened doesn't count. It's a local din over here. Whenever it's Nensa, so the whole din doesn't apply. So there it's considered a suffix. Maybe Nensa, maybe Bionis, maybe Birotzen. So it's there that he has this comment on the Gemara. When he has the comments on the Gemara in Ksubas Daftesa Manala about the Svek Sveka, so there he has the comment on this Gemara. Why does the Gemara say, I see right, the Mumchus, the Tanagurlam, the Efterinach? Why is the burden of proof on the Sheikhet? The Sheikhet is the Muchzok. So he says, no, because to Pater, the Sheikhet is an Adam Amazik. He killed the other guy's chicken. He made it an Avela. He should be an Adam Amazik. It's a Ptur, the universal din of Lanara Lasasadova, the Ptur of Onis Rachmana Patre. That's a special point there. And whenever you're not sure, it's Becheskas that there was no Ptur. You have to have a Rai Brewer that there was. That there was an Inus, but by Yeshus Isha Zinso, that she doesn't become Asur al Baila, that's not only the universal din of Alanara Lasasadav, that's a local din. So there it's always considered a suffix. Maybe Shema Bionis, maybe Shema Birotzen. Anyway, Tosis has their whole fantastic binyan. Tosis has a whole fantastic binyan over here. We'll have to discuss the different rayas. The Tosis quotes till it came up with this fantastic Kiddush, but which we don't not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But Oynes Kein Geneva, Oynes Kein Aveda. Okay, we'll have to discuss it a little bit. So, but before we get to that, maybe we'll continue the Gemara. The Gemara is a little easier. The Gemara says, "Ashayva Shavach Le Rab Chizda Le Rab Nachman, Hare Omru." The din is that if a chayv b'chaver has to pay chamisha dvarim, there's a tzari pushevis and boishes. So here, every case the chum are going to have to ascertain how much is the boishes. So sometimes they will kaver a fixed amount. So Hari Yomru, the chachamim established the following amounts: the ruchuva sholosh, v'lebit the chamesh, v'lisnokera sholosh. Shloshesrei, different amounts. So what is that? So the Gemara seems to say that that's for the boshes. That's the dmei haboshes. This is dmei haboshes. Usually haboshes is kefi hamevayish v'hamiz bayesh. So this is the maximum by the most chashuv a person, or this is the least amount by the least chashuv a person. So that's a shaila Rashi and Tosis. Who is this for? Okay. So the Gemara says, we know the Tanaim fixed certain amounts of money So what would you say if the fella bopped them with such an instrument? So who sent the letter? Sholach le'Rab Chizda le'Rab Nachman. What's the din? Rab Nachman is an expert in dinim ominous. So Rab Chizda asks him, what's the din in this case? So he says, tell me the whole background. What does he send? Sholach le'. So Rab Nachman sends him back a response. Chizda k'nosa kamagvis be'bavol. We don't have any smuchim in Bavol. And in order to collect boshes, you have to have smicha. Does it really mean that boshes is kenas, or does it mean that you only say shlichus tarif? It's a milsa d'shchicha. There is bechisan kis, or maybe boshes. There's no chisan kis. Maybe it has the same din like knas. That's a question. Is boshes really kenas? Somebody be knas as potter, or boshes has the din like knas that you need dafke smuchim. Nezik, maybe it can't be done by Bava. It's a question that Gzeilus v'chavolus. Gemara says Gzeilus v'chavolus. Gemara says in the first daf in Achayva that Gzeilus v'chavolus, you're not done by Bava because we don't have any smuchim. And you only say Shlichusayu if it's a milsa de shchicha viz bechisarim kis. So Gzeilus v'chavolus is milsa de lo shchicha. So that's a question. Maybe Nezik is maybe only Gzeilus v'chavolus together. Maybe gzeilus alone, chavolus alone. Maybe it can be done. So he in our gemara, but b'negeir to the boshes, that's leis bechisarin kis. Boshes, he feels awful. He feels humiliated. So that's leis bechisarin kis. So therefore, sure you don't say shlichusai. So that's what he sends him back. What are you collecting? What's the whole discussion about collecting boshes? Kenas has either is. Boshes either is knas or has the same status as knas. That you need smuchim, we don't have any smuchim. Emily Gufaduv the Hechehav. What's the story? What's the Maaser Shaya? So he tells him what the story was. There were two shutvim and they had a well and they used to alternate. Each one had his own farm. So one day Reuven used the well to water his farm. One day Shimon used the well. And they would alternate every other day. And one fine day, the person is stealing the water from the well. There's only going to build so much water. He's stealing the water, it's not his day, and the other one is not going to have it. So he bopped him over the head. So he hit him with the shovel. That was the background of the case. So Omalei, so Rav Nachman sends back a message to Rav Chizda, let him bop him another 100 times, that he doesn't have to pay anything. That there is a machlokes, whether Ovid in Nishdina Nafshei, Eloi Ovid in Nishdina Nafshei, that machlokes doesn't apply in this case. I feel a man the Amma, Eloi Ovid in Nishdina Nafshei, Mokam Seda Ovid in Nishdina Nafshei. Here everybody agrees, the Itmar, it's a machlokes, and here, since Echadika Pseida, if one of them, I should wait till I should call up the Bezdin, and they should send someone here. By the time they're going to send somebody here to tell a guy he should stop, he's going to steal all the water. So since it's going to be Ika Pseida, if I wait till the Bezin will send the Shliach Bezin, so I'll lose out. It won't be able to be rectified. So Echad Ika Pseida, the din is that Ovid Inj Din and Avshei, I have a right to bop him over the head. Yeah, what's the issue here? Whether Ovid Inj Din and Avshei. So then it's Siv gives by way of background. In the Meroi Mesoda, he says that we have a pasuk in Parshas Masay, I think. I was watching when Reuben murdered Shimon, and I know for sure, and I gave him hasra. So what do you have to wait till Bezin paskins? I was watching. So why can't I give him sayef? Why can't I kill him on my own? That's a pasuk. Lo yumas haritzach adam delafnehei delamishpat. So that pasuk is talking about din and nefashas, and you can't really learn out din and mamas and din and nefashas. So then Itziv suggests that this was the din in the Gemara. Maybe some dinim you can learn out mamas and nefashas. So maybe the Gemara is asking a question: whether obed din is din and nafshei and din and mamas, din and nefashas not? Maybe din and mamas yes. Is that the suffix in the Gemara? That's what the Netziv says, based on the pasuk. Lo yimas haretzach haram delafnei delamishpat. If it's pasuk pshat, doesn't really sound like that. The Gemara never quotes that pasuk. What is he introducing over here? Pasuk pshat in the Gemara, the shach wrote a sefer that's called Tatfa Kain. Shach was a kain. Pshat say hakain. So the shach wrote a sefer that's called Tatfa Kain. Tatfa Kain is a sugi in the first perik and bab mitzvah and daf yud and avav. What's the topic? A farmer has a safik b'chor behema tahira, or a safik b'chor behema tmeya, one or the other, safik petach amar, a safik b'chor behema tahira. So mi safik, he doesn't have to give it to the kohen, because hamotze mechaber olav haraya. So what if the kohen grabs it? Do you say now hamotze mechaber olav haraya? Since the kohen was tuk for kohen, the kohen grabbed it, so you leave it biyad hakohen. Or do you say that since when the latest hasafik occurred, the farmer was the muchzok, so the din is always gepaskent in favor of the farmer, b'toras v'adai, hamotz mecher al v'arai is a psak b'toras v'adai, and even if the kohen grabbed it, we don't change the hachroa. It was already always gepaskent in favor of the farmer, because he was the muchzok at the time of the latest hasafik. So that's the Gemara's discussion. How do you pass on halachas and machlekes? Many times over, it's a machlekes and mechaba and the Ramah. The Rambam and the Ravid have the machlekes. The Rambam is basically alone. The Rashba, a little bit like the Rambam. The Rambam paskens a tok for koin, a matzina is a miyoda. And all the other Rishonim hold that the maskanas the Gemara was not so. Tok for koin, matzina is a miyoda. So the Shach wrote whole sefer tok for koin. How to deal with Safed Bamin. So at one point in the Sefer, he quotes the line from the Gemara, and Av Chav Chesam and Aleph, where the Gemara is talking about the fellow was an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is Mutter B'Shiv Chaknainis, and then he's Yotze B'Sheish, or he's Yotze B'Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, whichever comes first. But he likes his Goyisha girlfriend. He likes his Shivcha Knaina. So he wants to continue to remain with her. So the Odon has to tell him, you're not allowed to. Since you were Yotze Lecherus, you're also B'Shivcha Knaina. And even if he continues to remain with her, so the Gemara says, you have a right to beat him up. I see he's going to be with the Shivcha Knaina. I'm going to call up the Bezdin until they're going to send the Shliach Bezdin. The guy's going to do the Avera. So whenever it's Lafrush and Meisura, then the Gemara says, Ovidin Ishdin and Nafshay. Or the Gemara has another case, someone is beating up her husband, and she goes to save her husband, so she humiliates, she pulls down the pants from the other guy. Merzika b'mevushav, she humiliates him, and he stops beating up her husband. So if there was another way, if it's Yechoda Lahatzmil, Al Yidei Dover Acher, if she could have said, Lahatzel is Baila Miyad Makehu, if she could have saved her husband by doing something else, so she had no right to humiliate him. But if she's any chadol lahatzil, I did davar acher. So then the Gemara says, "Al pi pashta, she's not chayv to pay boshes." Gemara says, "Why?" So the Shach quotes this line from the Gemara: "Nasis yoda kishliach bezn uptura." When you say "Ovedin eshdin lanafshei," it means we treat the person as if he's a shliach bezn. So this is, you have to add a little bit onto the Gemara. What the Nesiv added on is that it's problematic, that the discussion is based on the pasuk in Masei. But that's a din. You need a Gemar din. Before Gemar din, there's no chiyuv Misa. You need a Gemar din for Misa, for Malkus, for Mominus. You don't need a Gemar din. So there's no comparison. If the person knows on his own that he owes money, he should pay. We just said by Knas, we had the Agros Agro and Perik Meruba pointed out from the Yerushalmi, from the Bavli, that Philip Balotzes Hideshamayim, there's no chiv to pay knas until Mbezin makes a Gemar Din. But we're talking about Mammon, we're not talking about knas. Ganovim. So there is a chiv to pay. So how can you learn out from the Yomas Haritzech, Adam Dalef Neidela Mishpot? You need a Gemar Din. The Netziv's comment is very difficult. The Pashto says Shliach Bezin is a different word. The Gemara has in the third perik in Moed Kut, perik Eila Megalchen, has all the dinim of Avelis. And then the Gemara has also the dinim of Menude, because a person who is put in Nidui has to observe Avelis on himself. Menude, a person is in Nidui, in a certain sense, is considered a gabra ketilo. Just like when Bezin makes a gemar din. So the Mishnais have, after Bezin makes a gemar din and one of his enemies come and they shoot him, they didn't shoot him because of the gemar din. The gemar din is kai chayv skilus feif erek chenek, whatever aver he violated. They come and they shoot him, that's not gemar din. I always hated the guy and I always wanted to kill him, but if I kill him, the police will put me in prison. I'll have to suffer. But now that Bezin made a gemar din, a hargain and neregolov, so he's considered a gabbik tailor. So the Mishnah says, if the Bezin made the gemar din, so you have a right to kill him. So the Bezin who makes a gemar din lemisa is considered as if he's a gabrik tila already, even before they kill him. So the same is true to a certain extent when Bezin puts a person in a cherim or a nidui. The Gemara says that the word cherim is the oisius ramach, so it's considered a curse that's nichnas into the ramach ivarim. The Bezin, that's a Gemara in Hilum Megalchen. The Gemara says when they put a person in a cherim, nidui, shamto, so in a certain sense they create a status of a gabrik tilo, and the person is b'chuyev to observe avelus on himself because he's already a gabrik tilo. So the
Can they eat?
The day that Bezin puts a person into cherim,
yeah,
they should have the din of l'soch l'aladam. I don't know. Good shayla. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't discuss it. I don't remember. I don't know. But it says in Shulchan Aruch that Misha Meis b'niduyoy, Bezin put a person in cherim and nidui, and then he dies 10 years later. So it says that the children don't, the family doesn't observe avelus like Haruge Bezin. We attribute his death, even though he dies 10 years after they put him in cherim, we attribute his death to the fact that the Bezin gave him a klala, and we treat him like Haruge Bezin. And it says Bezin stokum misarono. They put a slab of stone on the oren to demonstrate. They quote in Shulchan to demonstrate that he really deserved skilo. He really deserved Arnish Mises Bezin. So the Gemara, says, in Moikotin that the Shliach Bezin has certain heterim. Shliach Bezin, let's say the Bezin sends a Shliach, they should schlep the guy to Bezin. He refuses to come to the Din Torah. So they send the Shliach Bezin to schlep him. So the Gemara says, if necessary, he can beat the person up. If necessary, he can steal some of his property. If necessary, he can destroy some of his property. So there's a heta choyvel, there's a heta mazik, there's a heta gazlan. Sometimes he can curse him, he can put him in cherem if it's necessary. So there's a heta mekalel, special heterim for the shliach bezin. So that's the Gemara shayla over here. Ovid inish dina le nafshei. It's a shayla, maybe nasis yorek a shliach bezin. Maybe, since it's an umdad in the muchach, we're talking about a tzurva midrabban and a tamachochim who knows what the din is. Balabas may think, balabatim, they'll think that they're always right. Whenever there's a court case, they think they're always right. Whenever they lose, so they think that the dayan made a mistake or that the judge made a mistake. By the goyish courts also, whoever loses the court case thinks that the judge bada made a mistake. But we're talking about tamachochim, he knows what the din is. So is he allowed to act like a shliach bezin? That's the shaila. He wasn't appointed by bezin, but it's an umdar in the muchach that what the din is. It's obvious. The person is doing something obviously incorrect. He's stealing some of my property. It's clear that he's stealing some of my property. So maybe you should say nasis yodik is shliach bezin. You have all the kulas of the shliach bezin. He has the right to be mazik, the right to be choyvel, the right to be goizel, just like the shliach bezin. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim that the Shliach Bezin has the right to be Mazik and Choyvel and Goizel and so on in the Kalah. So that was the Shaila. So the Gemara says, La Frusha Meisura or Hechadika Pseida, then we have no choice. Then we say, Nasis Yodik and Shliach Bezin. Then you say, Obed Inish Dina the Nafshei. But if it's not La Frusha Meisura, it's not doing an Iser, and it's not Hechadika Pseida, it's not irreversible. If he steals my property, so the Bezin will force him to give it back later on. Then you don't say Nasis Yodik, then you say Lay Ovid Ishdina Napshe. You don't say Nasis Yodik Ishliach Bezin. The Gemara Sanhedrin also discusses this special heter that the Shliach Bezdin has. The Shliach Bezdin has a right to beat the person up if necessary. He does want to come to the Din Torah, or the person has the right, the Shliach Bezdin has the right to curse him, to put him in Nidui Acherem. So the Gemara has a Shaila. Can the Bezdin, let's say the Shliach Bezdin happens to be Pliny, they always send this person. So the Bezdin has to send Pliny to curse his own father, or to hit his own father. So usually there's a din, Makov Vima is an additional Issa. The Rambam counts it as two lavim. There's one lav, Choyvel Bahavero. There's an additional lav, Makov Vima. Makov Vima is Chayv Misa. There's a one lav, a Mekalol Chavero B'Shem, when you curse another Jew, a fellow Jew, then there's another lav, Mekalol Vima is Chayv Misa. That's the Rambam has like that. The Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvah asks on the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Klolim, for the Rambam has the first half of the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam has the 14 Ikorim, the 14 Klolim, the guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the Sefer Mitzvah or not. So the Rambam's opinion is that whenever you have a Kefil Alav, you don't count it twice. Then the Rambam also says, that's if you have the same din repeated. Let's say it says five psukim not to eat dam. So you don't count it as five lavim. It says five times not to eat a sheretz. So the Rambam says you don't count it five times. You only count it once, unless each pasuk goes on a different kind of a sheretz. One a sheretz of, one a sheretz amayim, one a sheretz haaretz. So then there are three different lavim. But if it's a kefil alav, you only count it once. Then the Rambam has in the same shorish test, in the ninth klal, so the Rambam says, in the other direction. Let's say you have one pasuk that has several different levels of interpretation. So you learn out several dinim from the same pasuk. So the Ramakesh says it's only one pasuk, so you only count it once. So let's say you have the pasuk Lo Sochlo Al Adam, so the different levels of interpretation. So the Rambam says you only count it once. So the Ramban asks that the Rambam himself contradicts his klal. The Rambam counts, there's only one pasuk, and the Rambam counts that pasuk twice, once for Mekalal Chaver B'Shem and once Mekalal Ovi V'Imoy, once Yechai Misa, once Yechai Malkus, or Choyvel B'Chaver. It's only one pasuk, Lo Yosef Pan Yosef, you're not allowed to hit someone, and if he's Makah Ovi V'Imoy Yechai Misa and he's Makah Adam Yisrael Yechai Malkus. It was Hakol Shein Bo Shavir Puta, but Hakol Shavir Puta, so the Pharisee Shri Pesatayra Chayvah B'Chavera L'Tashlumen, so you pay, and you don't get Malkus, but if he's Chayvah B'Chavera HaKosh Pochus M'Shavir Puta, then the Gemara says that you get Malkus. So the Rambam counts the same pasuk twice. That's the Ramban's Kasha and the Rambam. Ramban has these two cases where the Rambam violates his own clause. So we discussed it, why it's not a Kasha. The Gila says, the quotes from the Tashbates, that one is Misa, one is Malkus, there has to be two different Lavim. So the Gemara there, what's the whole discussion in the Gemara, whether Bein Nasr Shlich Le'aviv La'koso La'kaloloi? So the Pashtus is like the Rambam said, that by Makyov Avim are your violation of two Lavim, Mekalo Avim are your violation of two Lavim, the Lava Mekalo Odemison, the Lava Mekalo Avim, even though it's the same Pasuk, but it counts as two Lavim. So that was the Gemara Sofek. The Shliach Bezdin, the Gemara in Ma'ikotna has psukim that the Shliach Bezdin has a heta to be mekalal, has a heta to be make, has a heta to be mazik and chayvel, all these heterim. So the question is, maybe the heterim are only when there's one lav, but if it's bein ma'asu yasu shliach le'aviv la'hakoso le'kalalo, if the regular Shliach Bezdin, it happens to be the son of this person, so the does the Bezdin have the right to send him to be the Shliach Bezdin, to be Makkah his own father, to be Mikal his own father? Maybe the heter is only to violate one Isser. Maybe if you have to violate two Isser, maybe there's no heter for the Shliach Bezdin. So you see, from the both Gemaras, from the Gemara in Moed Kotn and Perek Ela Megalchon, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Sugya Makkah of Avim and Mikal of Imai, it's a special heter for the Shliach Bezdin to be Makkah, to be Mikal, to be Choyvel, to be Mazik. So that's what our sugi is being done about that. Nasi Sodek Shliach Bezdin. That's what the Shach and the Tokfa Koin quotes the Bach, who pointed this out in the Gemara. The whole sugi is a topic of Shliach Bezdin. We know that Ovid Inish Dina, if he was appointed as the Shliach Bezdin, But here it's a question, he never consulted the Bezin. Do you have the right to say that it's an umdir in the Muchach, that if the Bezin would have known, he would have certainly authorized him to function as a Shlech Bezin, to do Hakor, to do Chayvel, to do Mazik? Well, not so. The Maskon is only Hechadik Epseida, Hechadir Lafrushin Meisura. Then you say that Nasis Yodik is Shlech Bezin. But if it's neither of those cases, then you say, even though he knows clearly what the din is, he wasn't appointed as a shliach bezin. No, the pashta says no. That's a gemara might cut. It's a special hetter for the shliach bezin. No. The other one holds whenever it's clear, whenever there's nothing to discuss. So then we always say Nasis Yodik Shliach Bezin, even though he's the Baldover. We always have a right to say Nasis Yodik Shliach Bezin. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin only Lafrusha Meisur or Hechadik Pseida. Then they say Nasis Yodik Shliach Bezin. That's the Pashtus like that. So what does the Gemara have? Four lines from the bottom. Masi Rav Kahana. Then Bag was a Tana. He's quoted in Pirkei Avos. Okay. Some of the Rishonim say, Taisus says in the end of the first paragraph, Hagigah. Taisus says they think that Ben Bag was a Ger. One opinion of Taisus says that Bag is a Rosh Yeter, is Ben Ger Bas Ger. Another opinion of Taisus is that Avram Avinu, when he was in his Geyer, his name was changed from Avram to Avraham. They added a hey. And Sarai, her name was changed to Sarah. So Beis Gimel Begematria is 5. So Ben Bag is either a man or a woman, has a hey added to their name to indicate that they converted. In the days of the Tanoim, apparently there were an awful lot of Gerim. Tyson says one suggestion, Ben Hehei, one of you is Ben Hehei, the same person as Ben Bagbag, because Beis Gimel Begematria as Hey. So, well, there were two different people, but they were Gerim. Okay? In the days of the Tanaim, they had a lot of Gerim. Like now, after the Second World War, they print in the magazines that their converts from the German nation are in a much higher percentage than their percentage in the world population, because they're wondering why did their parents and their grandparents want to kill all the Jews. So they look into Judaism and they fall in love with the Jewish religion, so they convert. So that's apparently what happened after the Roman destruction of the Second Beis Hamikdash. They killed so many Jews, so their children wanted to figure out why did their parents and their grandparents want to kill all the Jews. So they fell in love with the Jewish religion, and many Romans converted. A very high percentage of Romans converted. That's what in some of the history books, the Yavetz in history books, he suggests that that's why in the Brach Ala Tzedik Malach Hasidim, Geri Hatzedik Ve'olein, why did they mention Geri Hatzedik? Apparently it was a big percentage of, a very high percentage of Romans who were converting. And you have the Mishnayos that the Yesk Rav Akiva is the Osalova Bekol. They had a lot of high incidence of Geiris. Anyways, in this Ben Bagbag, Taisus thinks at the end of the first Pegah Chagiga that he was a Geir also. Ben Bagbag, Oima, Altikonis, do we pass him? Very nice. Doesn't necessarily mean we pass him like him. Okay. I was going to say we don't accept his opinion. Ben Bagbag, Oima, my next neighbor stole something from me. So he says, don't sneak in when the neighbor is not there. If you look like you're sneaking in, the neighbors will think that you're a ganav. Wait when the neighbor is there, sock him in the face, beat him up, and then take what's yours. Punch him in the face. You shouldn't, in other words, you don't have to go to Bezin. You can beat the guy up. It's clear he stole nothing to pilpul about. He has my property, so I have a right to beat him up Nasis Yadik Shliach Bezin. So they brought the raya that you see Ovid in his Ilan Afshay, and it's Lek of Seder. So the Gemara says, you don't pass like Ben Bagbag. The Chachamim describe Imcha Ben Bagbag, Yechidwahi, that's an individual opinion. Pligi Rabbanan Alei. We don't accept his opinion. We only pass Ken Ovid in his Ilan Afshay if it's Ika Pseida, like the fella, the Shutuf, who's stealing the water, or Hecha de la Fusha Neisur. Yeah, why? Why does it say Al Tikonis Lachatz Chaver Chalita Lo Shalach? What's so bad? Shaloti Ro Olaf Keganav. What is he so concerned about? So the Menchas Chinuch has a famous essay that Lo Sigzol is an Easter. There are three types of mitzvahs: the mitzvah bin Adam Lamok, a mitzvah bin Adam Lachaveroi. Then there are mitzvahs bin Adam Liatzmo, the mitzvah of Midas. We have the mitzvah of Halachta Bidrachov, that we should go in the Darkei Hashem. We were all created with Tzelem Elokim, so we have to do things to preserve the Tzelem Elokim. So that's a mitzvah bin Adam Liatzmo. So the Menchas Chinuch develops this idea based on Rambam's, that maybe Lo Sigzol is an Aver bin Adam Lachavera, but Lo Signav is an Aver bin Adam Liatzmo. He develops a Midah Meguna in himself that is going to become sneaky. Shaloi Teiro Olav Keganov. And he, right now, he's doing it in order to retrieve his own property, but next time he may do it to steal something that belongs to the other person. So Ben Bagbag, perhaps, is of the opinion, even to steal my own property is an Iser. It's not Ben Adam HaVeira, I'm taking back what is rightfully mine, but it's an Iser Midas. Shaloi Teiro Olav Keganov is... Hamashmoy is possibly from the Rambam, like that, to distinguish between a ganav. There are differences lahaloch between a ganav and a gazlan. A ganav is chayiv kefil daladei. The gazlan is not chayiv kefil daladei. There are other differences, but the question is it such a fundamental difference that lo sigzul is an isa ben adam achavera, not to be mafsa the other person's mammon, and lo signav is an isa midas, it's an isa ben adam liatzma. Even if I steal back what's rightfully mine, I'm in violation of my sig life. Is that really true? Shaloi Teiro Olav Keganav. Shouldn't develop a midah ro'a of being a ganav. So that's a possibility. Maybe Ben Bagbag said that. Okay. He says, we don't paskin like Ben Bagbag. Ben Bagbag holds that Nasas Yodik Yishleach Bezdin, even in a case where it's not Lafrushim Yisur, even in a case where it's not Hechadik Abseda. Pligi Rabbanan Ale. He says, we don't paskin like that. Then the Gemara gives all the cases, each case. That's the maskana. You only say Obed Inish Dina Nafshei when there's Afusha Meisura or Hechadika Pseida. What was Taisus Harchach? Let's go back to that Taisus on Chav Zayim and Beis. What was Taisus Harchachas to come up with the Achidush about the chilek between Oynes Kein Gereba, Oynes Kein Aveda? What did they prove? What did they quote? Hamavichavis, they quote on the first white line in the Taisus. They quote a Gemara from Bob Metzia. Hamavichavis bimakam lamakam v'shibro. How did it happen v'shibro? So the Gemara explains it was Niskal, and it's a Shaila in Tanoim, whether Niskal Poshea or Niskal Oynesu. What do you mean Niskal? So the Tosafos explained Niskal, there was no Michshol there, he just tripped on his own feet. The Tosafos later also in Baba Kama, Niskal Machlegs, whether Niskal Poshea, Niskal Oynes. The pasuk says ki yisharim darchei Hashem tzadikim yochavam aposhim yikoshlevam. It says there's nothing there to trip on ki yisharim. So it says aposhim yikoshlevam. If he trips on his own legs, so you see niska posheh. But it's a machlekes hatanaim. If he's niska la nothing, there's nothing there to trip on. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. So hamavuchabes mimakom lamakom. He's transporting someone else's barrels of wine. Rabbi Yonai Meshamachinim Yishaveya. He swears that it was, if he's doing it for nothing, so he swears that it was Gerevave. If it's Gerevave, they're right, and he's Pater. So he doesn't have to pay. And if he's a Noisei Sochar, if he's paid money to transport it, so then Yishaleim. So it means it's, if you hold Niska Pasheya, what does he hold? He doesn't hold Niska Lizanoinis. If Niska Lizanoinis, then the Shamasachar should also be Potter. Tosis says, V'hashta mida mechaib noisei sachar poter shamachinam la mechaib mitam odam amasik shmamino de be'oinis kein geneva. What do you see? It's not an oinis gomer. If it would be an oinis gomer, Shamasachar should also be Potter. The only one is chayv on sin is the shoyl. So obviously it's not an oynes gomer. So it's an oynes kain geneva v'aveda. Okay. And Rabbi Yehuda holds if he's a shamasocha yechayv. So you can say it's like geneva v'aveda. How did Tosis know to chisel it off? How did Tosis know to distinguish? So they continue. They continue. That what? They quote Lekamon Daf Mem Hey on the fifth wide line. They quote Kamin Besof Arbo Bchamisha Lekamon Daf Mem Hey Abo Nichnasu Tachas Abaylam Shemchinim Asher Nesach Vasecher. So it says they have to watch the Pikodim. Chayav L'Mshalim Demei Shor LeBaylim. If they were negligent in watching the behema and the behema got killed, so they have to pay. Chutz mishamachinam. Shamachinam doesn't have to pay. What happened over there? Why is it Shamachinam doesn't have to pay? Shamachinam is chayv on pshia. So obviously he's not talking about pshia. Muki la gemara zetz zayim pshat and that brisa kigon the natri shmir pchusa. He only watched the shmir pchusa. Didn't watch the shmir meula. So shamachinam is enough if he does shmir pchusa. But a Shamasachar has to have Shmir Ma'ula. Shamasachar, he's paid to watch. He has to do a better job at watching. So therefore what? The Shamachinam calls Allah Shmirasa. If he just does Shmir Prusa, enough. What's the definition of Shmir Prusa? So Taisis says, Shmir Prusa is Dahainu, Dela Shichol Alamad Biruach Mitzuya, Beinuchol Alamad Biruach She'ena Mitzuya. So for Shemachinam, that's enough. Alma avagav the mifta Shemachinam mechayev bo odam hamazik. How do you see the odam hamazik is chayev? So that was the Gemara before. Nofam and agag, that was at the end of the previous parak. On Chav Zainam et Aleph, the Gemara says, Nofam and agag beruach mitzuya behizik chay babodvar chay ben everything, because there was a pshia. But nafam agab roch she'ena mitzuya v'hizik is chayv ala nezik. There's no pshi at all, but still chayv ala nezik. But Tosis knows that odam amazik bo'inez gomer is potter. So why don't you consider roch she'ena mitzuya as an oinez gomer? So the Ramban had his chiddush niflo that we don't accept la loche. That even odam amazik bo'inez gomer, even roch sorah shel Eliyahu is also chayv. We don't accept that. We paskin la loch and shulchan aruch like the Rambam and the Ravid. That other man bazit ben his gomer is potter. But nonetheless, nafam and agab ruch she'ena mitzuya behizik is chayiv nezik. It's not considered oynes gomer. So nacham also, what does Tosis put together? Nafam and agag beruach she'ena mitzuya is chayiv nezik. So you see, it's not called oynes gomer. And the Shemachinam, again, and the Shemachinam if he watches Shmira Prusa, is Potter. Shamchen Kosa Lo Shmira Asai. What does it mean, Shmira Prusa? Sheyichol Lama Baruch Mitzuya. Veyichol Lama Baruch Sheyna Mitzuya. So on Amen Aleph we say, if it's a ruach she'ena mitzuya, it's still called a posheya. He's still chayiv. It's not called aynes gomer. He's chayiv nezik. In order to be chayiv abodram, you have to have pshia. So it's not a pshia. But we say it's not an aynes gomer. A ruach she'ena mitzuya is not an aynes gomer. And so why is the Shemachinam Potter? Because the Shemachinam is Potter. You don't have to have Aynes Gomer. Even it's Ganeva Aveda, you're also Potter. So how did Tosis figure out to split, Nachamon? What was Tosis Raya that we split between Aynes Kain Ganeva and Aynes Kain Aveda? Nachamon. Nachamon Agag Beruch She'ena Metsuya. Avagab Beruch She'ena Metsuya. Shemachinam is potter because like an Eva Aveda. He's potter and an Eva Aveda. But Oda Mamazik would be Chayiv. You only potter if it's Oynes Gomer. So how did they know to split? Nachama, what was their Ayin? Agav, Miftah Shemachinam, Chayiv Bo Oda Mamazik, Hayna Tam Shum Tavi Kain. How did they know to split? Nachama. I don't remember. How do you read the Tosis? How did Tosis know? They quoted the Gemara in Hashoyal. The Geneva is Kroy Veloinus and Aveda Kroy Velepshia. So how did they know Halacha Lamaisa to split? Already forgot. Okay, we got to figure it out for tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. I already forgot. Tosis brought a hechrech. They put together all the Gemaras. They came up with a hechrech that you have to split. And we don't paskan like that. So we have to chazer again. What was the hechrech and why don't we paskan like that? Okay. There's an important Mohammed at the end of the Masichta. Mohammed presents his opinion. There's a long Melchamas here. On page Mem Gimel Amud Aleph in the Rif, Melchamas gives his shita, why Shemir is different. Okay, you gotta do that too.
There's a raya for the fact that it's part of Hanhaga versus